WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Yesterday was supposed to have been the deadline for millions of federal workers to say whether they wanted to take those buyouts from the Trump administration. A federal judge, however, has stepped in, putting the plan on hold until a hearing can be held on it, at least until Monday. It appears that USAID's workforce will be trimmed from about 14,000 people to fewer than 300 around the world. A nasty week for winter weather, especially in the Northeast. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A dangerous mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain in New England, cars and trucks colliding, ice-covered roads and white-knuckle driving, accidents littering the Massachusetts Turnpike near Boston. In Pennsylvania, trucks and cars stranded, ice encasing trees and taking down power lines in Virginia. And now, another round of winter weather will slide from the northern plains right through the Northeast this weekend.
Strong winds toppling trees and damaging property outside Knoxville, Tennessee. Two people were killed, three hurt. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Green Bay man faces charges for allegedly stabbing and killing a man and his dog. James Dorr faces first-degree homicide charges for the January 28th attack. Police allege Dorr admitted to killing the victim, who was his Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor, while he was having visions of his daughter and his daughter's mother being killed. Trial dates are set for a former Wisconsin fire chief accused of child enticement and sexual assault. Robert Bowen faces more than a decade in prison after investigators say he made inappropriate sexual contact with the child on multiple occasions. A Marathon County judge scheduled the trial beginning on November 18th. In Wisconsin, 6th District Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman has reintroduced his Protecting Taxpayers from Student Loan Bailouts Act, which is intended to restrict any future student loan forgiveness. The measure would ensure costs to the federal government do not increase and result in taxpayers footing the bill.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. Snow amounts of 2 to 3, locally up to 4 inches possible with heavier amounts to the north. Today, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, 28. Snow will start late tonight. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11. 99.7.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
Morning. Yeah. What are you so excited about?
What are you so excited about?
First things first.
Thank God it's Friday.
And secondly,
the Super Bowl.
This weekend.
The Super Bowl.
This weekend.
We're just going to watch football, drink beer.
What about Monday? We're doing anything Monday.
I'll just call in sick.
Works for me.
Let's get started.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Yes, indeed, it is Friday. Dave Graham with you, 7:03 on Friday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Yeah, there's a football game this weekend as well. We'll talk a little bit about that this morning. Here is Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway on Max FM.
Love's like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses
A misunderstanding once, but now we look it in the eye.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave, 7-11 on Friday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. How can we not be, right? It is Friday. The weekend is in sight. So that's a good thing. We do have a little bit of snow in the forecast, as you heard Sean mention a little bit earlier today. Partly sunny, a high of 28. Tonight, we do have a chance of snow. Mostly cloudy with a low of 21. Tomorrow, snow is likely, a high near 27. A few inches of snow are possible in the listening area. It's still kind of moving around as to where the heavier snowfall is going to be, so we will continue to monitor that. Sunday, sunny with a high of 22. Monday, warming up, sunny with a high of 27. So it is a little snow in the forecast, but we do live in Wisconsin, and we honestly do need the snow. One thing that happened yesterday was quite a bit of grass fires within the Columbia County and Sauk County areas, and so we do need the snow. It is very dry out there, and we need the snow because we are in a drought, and it's unusual to go through January and not have a lot of snow, quite honestly. So we need it, and so I know everyone's, you know, wants to get out and enjoy the snow too. Cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, those types of activities. Not had any real opportunities to do those, so yeah. I'm thankful we are going to get a little bit of snow after the amount of brush and grass fires that we had yesterday. I know the Baraboo Fire Department was very busy. They had an incident downtown they were checking out yesterday as well, and thankfully nothing was found there. So very cold day to be out, very windy yesterday as well. So we're thankful that everything was taken care of. And just as a reminder, don't be burning outside, and if you are discarding anything that's flammable, make sure it's extinguished before you put it outside. We don't need any more of that this weekend or today for that matter. We are giving away tickets to the Baraboo Theater Guild production of Bells. Text in theater to 608-355-9970 for your chance to win tickets to see Bells presented by the Baraboo Theater Guild. This will be held at the Baraboo Art Banquet and Convention Center, 323 Water Street here in Baraboo, February 14th through the 16th. The show's Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Then they have a Saturday and Sunday matinee at 1 p.m. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see that production. You need to text in theater to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Tickets are available at the Baraboo Theater Guild's website, baraboo theater guild.org. Tickets are $15. Now you're saying, what is Bells about? What do I have a chance to win tickets for? Bells was written by Mark Dunn. It's a full-length dramatic comedy. The Walker sisters, born and raised in Memphis, now live in six different cities and communicate solely by phone calls. Peggy, the eldest Walker sister, has news about Mom and will share it with her sisters if they want to hear it or not. But these phone calls lead to comedic, but sometimes brutal confrontations about the past and present. So if you want a chance to see tickets to that, text in theater via the free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see that show. We will respond to you if you're the winner. We will need additional information. So we're giving away a couple pairs of tickets to that this morning. So text in theater to 608-355-9970 for your chance to win tickets to see the Baraboo Theater Guild production of Bells. That looks like a great show. We are working to get an interview with them as well. We're hoping to maybe have something on air next week for that. Also, it is our big deal of the day at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Today, you can get 50% off a one admission ticket to the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair, February 22nd at the Lavelle Community Center. These tickets are normally $35. Today, and today only, those tickets are half off, $17.50. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com for more information about the single admission ticket to the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair, February 22nd at the Lavelle Community Center. Tickets are just $17.50. Today only. No code required at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Want to make sure everyone knows about that because they are going to go fast. And if you want a chance to go see that, now's your time. Get those tickets half off. A lot of things that are going on there as well. All right, we have talked about it. The Super Bowl is this weekend. Are you watching the Super Bowl this weekend? I'm kind of curious. And what are you going to have for food? So if you want to text me that as well, 608-355-9970. Let me know if you're going to watch a Super Bowl, what you're having for food, and who you're cheering for. Yes, I'm kind of curious about that as well. Or is it the Chiefs? Is it the Eagles? The commercials? Text me and let me know. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that game goes, right? We've seen Kansas City there a few times, so we know that they've been there. And America has spoken, and we'll be rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, but by a pretty slim margin, according to our information. According to a new poll, 48% of Americans say they'll definitely or probably watch the Super Bowl, and 29% of them will be polling for Philly, as opposed to 22% for the Kansas City Chiefs, and 49% don't care. Yeah, it's one of those years. With those two teams played 2 years ago, the Chiefs were the favorites, 30% to 27%. So are you going to watch the Super Bowl, and who are you cheering for, or don't you care? What are you having for food? Text me and let me know via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Click text and send me that, or you can text via 608-355-9970. Want to know if you're watching the Super Bowl, if you care who wins and who you're rooting for, and what you're having for food. I'm going to be curious to see if we get any answers on that, because we talked a little bit about the Super Bowl yesterday. And we're curious, what are people eating during the Super Bowl? I'm kind of curious about that. As I mentioned a little bit earlier this morning, I don't know what we're eating during the Super Bowl. I don't think we've even had an opportunity to talk about that. We'll watch the Super Bowl, but it may just be a normal dinner night for us, because we do get up a little bit early in the morning, and so if we can make it through the third quarter of that game, I think that'll honestly be my goal. So we'll see what happens on that. Again, Super Bowl's on Sunday, so those that are excited about either Kansas City Chiefs or the Eagles, or, you know, you get a chance to see Taylor Swift as well. Curious to see how much we see her during the Super Bowl as well. We haven't received any word if she's going to be involved with the halftime festivities. As far as we know, she is not. So we'll see what happens there as well. As a reminder, if you want a chance to win tickets to see the Baraboo Theater Go production of Bells, text in theater to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. You can click on 99.7 Max FM. Look for Max Mouse, tap text, and text in theater for your chance to win tickets to see the Baraboo Theater Guild production of Bells again. That is next Friday at 7 p.m., next Saturday, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and next Sunday, 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Banquet and Convention Center. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it!
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Shake off the winter blues at the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair on Saturday, February 22nd at the Lavelle Center. Enjoy inspiring keynote speakers on happiness and healthy aging, plus fun breakout sessions that focus on health screenings, pain management, belly dancing, mental health, and more. Explore the winter wellness marketplace and revitalize your mind and body. Tickets, which include a nourishing lunch, are just $35 in advance. Get yours now at thelavellecenter@gmail.com. Join in for a day of inspiration and fun.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Snow and Glow Wellness Fair tickets. Connect, learn, and revitalize at the inaugural Snow and Glow Wellness Fair at the Lavelle Center, Saturday, February 22nd from 8:30 to 4. Keynote speakers on health topics, multiple breakout sessions including a belly dance lesson and demonstration, nutritious lunch, and a vibrant winter wellness marketplace. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $35 admission tickets for just $17.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:25 on Friday morning. Here is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I Won't Back Down on Max FM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave on Max FM. Emily will return from vacation next Monday. We're looking forward to hearing maybe about some of the shenanigans while she had on vacation. We'll see what happens there. We do want to pass along something from Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. They have come up with a new plan starting for Wednesday, February 12th. It's a very simple four-step process. The line will start at the Circus World parking lot at 3 p.m. Again, that starts Wednesday, February 12th for Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. Line starts at the Circus World parking lot, 3 p.m. Come to the parking lot, again, no earlier than 3 p.m. This is important. Then they will give you a free ticket. Then you will follow the pace car to the pantry. When you get to the pantry, have your ticket ready to show them when you are in line. Do not go directly to the pantry. You will not be served without a ticket, and you can only get a ticket at the Circus World parking lot, no exception. So if you don't have a ticket, you will have to go back to the Circus World parking lot. Don't come early and don't park your car nearby. This will cause additional issues, and we ask everyone to please be respectful of the parking lot at Circus World. They're being gracious enough to let everyone park there. Please stay in your car. Do not litter, and you cannot smoke in the parking lot. So if you get out of your car to smoke, they will ask you to leave. So all this information is on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry's Facebook page. So please go take a look at it. And for everyone that's participating starting next Wednesday, You need to park in the Circus World parking lot, get a ticket, follow the directions, and they will get you where you need to go. Everyone's still going to get served. It's just a new traffic plan to make things a little bit easier, a little bit less congested, and just to make sure everything goes smoothly. Again, you can go to the Beyond Blessed Facebook page for more information about that. All right. Also, don't forget our big deal today over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. This is a great opportunity. You get one admission to the Laval Community Center for their Snow and Glow Wellness Fair, February 22nd. These tickets are normally $35. Today, only $17.50 at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. We want to remind everyone that's out there, if you're going to that show, you get half off those tickets today. Tonight, Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball versus McFarland, 7 p.m. Ben Bromley on the call with John. That game is going to be great. You can listen to that right here in Baraboo, 99.7 FM. Or if you're in the Reedsburg area, you can tune in on 103.7. Or, of course, you can stream it free via the free Civic Media app, so you can stream it wherever you're at. More Music Mornings with Dave on MaxFM.
Morning, welcome to Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. We have several auctions next week, including two live and online real estate auctions on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. 335 acres offered in five parcels located near Loganville. Some excellent tillable farmland on this auction, as well as some rural country building sites. Then on Wednesday, 129 acres located east of Reedsburg between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. This will be offered in three parcels, farmette, as well as a five-acre country building site and some nice tillable farmland as well. Other auctions next week include the Whipperforth Estate in Sauk City, Household and Antique and Collectible, ending Tuesday at 9 a.m., and then the Meyer Estate, online-only auction, household, antiques, and much more, also ending at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Check our website for more details, and remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Former Green Bay great Sterling Sharp becoming the 29th member of the Packers franchise to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The announcement coming last night, joining Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Antonio Gates in the four-member class. Sterling Sharp joining his younger brother Shannon in Canton. He played seven seasons for the Packers before his career was cut short by injury. Bills quarterback Josh Allen named the NFL MVP last night, finishing just in front of Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson in the votes. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell named the head coach of the year. One final practice day for the Chiefs and Eagles today. Super Bowl 59 kicks off on Sunday night in New Orleans. The Bucks take on the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. They made one final move yesterday before the trade deadline, sending Marjon Beauchamp to the LA Clippers for forward Kevin Porter Jr. Wyndham Clark sits atop the leaderboard of the suspended opening round at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff. City weather.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. Snow amounts of 2 to 3, locally up to 4 inches possible, with heavier amounts to the north. Today, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, 28. Snow will start late tonight. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:34 on Friday morning. Here is TLC on Max FM.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 7:42 on Friday, February 17th. We're going to be celebrating birthdays in just a moment. Again, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday anniversary today or over the weekend, text those to us now, 608-355-9970, or via the Free Civic Media app. Also, while we're talking about texting, if you want a chance to see the Baraboo Theater Guild production of Bells, you need to text in theater. And you can text that in via the Free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse. Click text. Text in theater or text in via the text line 608-355-9970. We already gave away one pair of tickets. We're going to give away another pair before 8:45 this morning. It is February 7th, and we're going to look at our celebrity birthdays for the weekend, starting with today. Isaiah Thomas is 36, NBA All-Star, who's currently playing for Salt Lake City. Now, let's see. We have Deborah Ann Walsh. She is 40. She's Karen Page on Marvel's Netflix shows Daredevil and The Punisher. Ashton Kutcher is 47. We know who that is. Steve Nash is 51, NBA Hall of Famer, who also coached the Brooklyn Nets. Sully Erna is 57. Chris Rock is 60 years old today. Now, this one caught me off guard. Not someone we normally play on our station, obviously, but we all know him. The one and only Garth Brooks is 63 years old today. Wow, that one I did not realize till just now. And then we have Eddie Izzard is 63. James Spader is 65 from Blackish. And Robert Smigel is 65. And those are our celebrity birthdays for today, February 7th. Tomorrow for February 8th on Saturday, Bethany Hamilton is 35. She's a surfer who survived a shark attack. Julio Jones is 36, wide receiver who played for the Falcons, Titans, Bucks, and Eagles. Anderson .Paak is 39. He's a hip-hop R&B singer. Cecily Strong is 41. Milena on SNL during Donald Trump's first term. She left the show in 2022. Dawn O'Hurry is 44. We know her from House of Lies. Let's see. William Jackson Harper is 45 from The Good Place. Seth Green is 51, co-creator of Robot Chicken. Let's see, The Big Show is 53, WWE superstar, and Captain Insano in Waterboy, for everyone that forgot about this one. All right, this is going to catch a few people off guard. Stephanie Courtney is 55, and you may be going, who is Stephanie Courtney, and how do we know that she's 55? That is Flo from the Progressive commercials. I was like, whoa. So first Garth Brooks and now Flo. Wow. Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 64 years old. You know what that means. We're going to play a little Motley Crue next. John Grisham, 70 years old. Legend behind The Firm, The Client, The Rainmaker, The Chamber, and The Pelican Brief. Legendary author. Yes, I read most of his books. I got to catch up on a few of those. Creed Bratton is 82. Creed and are really the best character from The Office. So those are our February 8th birthdays. Let's take a look at Sunday, February 9th. Kelsey May is 26. She's a country singer. She did a brief stint on The Voice in 2015. Michael B. Jordan is 38. Creed star also. Rose Leslie is 38. Let's see, Todd Hiddleston is 44, Loki in the MCU, Charlie Day is 49, Benny in the Lego movies, and Charlie on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Another country singer superstar, Travis Tritt, is 62 years old. Holly Johnson is 65, we know Holly from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Jim J. Bullock is 70 years old. And this one, I'm going to not probably pronounce the last name right, but I'll do my best. Charles Chagusny, he is 70. We know him as Mr. Sheffield on The Nanny. Do you remember that show? That keeps popping up on my Roku for something to watch. I haven't watched it. We'll just leave it that way. Let's see. Judith Light is 76 from Who's the Boss and Transparent. Mia Farrow is 80. Her son, Ronan Farrow. Let's see, Joe Pesci is 82 years old. basically plays the same character in Goodfellas and the Casino. And last but not least, Carole King is 83, amazing singer, songwriter. Her smashes include I Feel the Earth Move, You Got a Friend, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and of course, The Locomotion. Carole King, 83 years young. Oh my goodness. Amazing artist. So, yes, those are some great celebrity birthdays. I do need to take a moment and wish my brother Daryl a happy birthday. His birthday is tomorrow, February 8th. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. As a reminder, if you'd like a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Baraboo Theater Guild production of Bells, you need to text theater to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media for your chance to win a pair of tickets. That is going to be a great show. That will be at the Baraboo Arts Banquet and Convention Center, February 14th through the 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m., Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m., and Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. And we will pick another winner this hour. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Reads presents a community discussion series. It's around the book The Sum of Us, and it'll be hosted by Dr. Rainey Briggs. All the meetings will be held in the library auditorium. Upcoming discussions include Thursday the 13th, Thursday the 20th, and Tuesday the 25th. All the meetings will be from 5 until 6:30. Check out the Carnegie Schottie Memorial Public Library for all the details and register in person at the library. Again, this discussion series will continue through the end of February. And the George Culver Community Library will be hosting their Sweetheart Party. This will be happening on Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 until 12:30. Join them in the community room and create a Valentine's Day card for a loved one, make a craft, play some games, and dance to fun music. It's an event where you can bring the whole family to celebrate. No registration is required and geared towards everyone. Again, this event is going to be on Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 until 12:30 at the George Culver Community Library in Sauk City. And the Reedsburg VFW will be hosting their monthly buffet breakfast at the Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. It's $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Again, this is every second Sunday of the month from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Snow and Glow Wellness Fair tickets. Connect, learn, and revitalize at the inaugural Snow and Glow Wellness Fair at the Laval Center, Saturday, February 22nd from 8:30 to 4. Keynote speakers on health topics, multiple breakout sessions including a belly dance lesson and demonstration, nutritious lunch, and a vibrant winter wellness marketplace. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $35 admission tickets for just $17.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.